on the Total Theater Tony Show. So excited to be talking to so many people about the theater and talking about the Tony Awards and the different categories. Our next guest on the phone, he is the chief theater critic as well as a theater blogger for AM New York, which actually has the highest circulation of any current newspaper in the New York area. He is also a member of the New York Drama Critics Circle, which means he's also a Tony voter. He's Matt Windman. He's on the phone with us. And how are you, Matt? How's your season been?
Well, it's been very exhausting, especially towards last month when, there were basically 2 weeks of an opening every single night, really.
The category that Matt Windman is going to be weighing in on is original score of a musical. It's a biggie. And we have some big musicals to talk about. Those include A Christmas Story, which has a score by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul. The score for Hands on a Hard Body by Trey Anastasio and Amanda Green. Kinky Boots, of course, with songs by Cyndi Lauper. And Matilda, the musical, by Tim Minchin. And so, Matt Windman, your thoughts on the score category.
The score that deserves to win, hands down, I think, is Matilda. It's really the most well-crafted one by Tim Minchin. It's really a pretty extraordinary score. Really fantastic, undeniably memorable songs that are very character-specific and work extremely well within the context of the story. It's even hard to pick out favorites. The solo Naughty is just a fantastic song. I don't know if it's a traditional I Want song, but it certainly does express Matilda's desires, personality. When I Grow Up is a pretty beautiful number at the top of Act Two. Revolting Children, which is kind of done in the homage to Spring Awakening in the way that it's presented, is also pretty enlivening. Whereas looking at the rest of the scores, a lot of people now think that Cyndi Lauper's score for Kinky Boots could really upset and win the Tony. It's not that I don't think it's that great of a score. It's a decent score. To me, it's just kind of generic pop. It's not a terrible score by any means, but it didn't really strike me as all that worthy. Some of the numbers are better than others, and I mean, that musical as a whole just kind of sinks in Act Two, and I think that some of the numbers in Act Two are also kind of inferior when it gets a bit too preachy, giving, 11 o'clock numbers to both Billy Porter and Stark Sands characters. Whereas some of the looser numbers do come off a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But on the whole, I would say that Matilda is a far worthier score. But another thing going for Cyndi Lauper is I think that some people have mentioned if she won, she would be the first female to win the score category as having done both music and lyrics. So I think that's a tempting angle. And also, a lot of people have discussed that there's a kind of anti-Matilda bias out there. There's always that kind of bias, I think, against English shows. Although, truth be told, Kinky Boots is based on an English movie. People seem to be forgetting that, but I guess since Cyndi Lauper is American, perhaps that helps out her cause. But looking at the two other scores, Hands on a Hard Body does have an underrated score that was pretty decent. Some of the lyrics were very pedestrian, but it really explored those characters very well.
Mm-hmm.
The score to Christmas Story was the best part about that musical. The Pasek and Paul score, I wasn't a huge fan of A Christmas Story, but it was a quality score, and we will see, I hope at least, many more scores by that team. And it's actually interesting that when you compare and contrast their work on Dogfight with Christmas Story and see how incredibly different those two scores are.
Matt Windman, I also want you to weigh in, please, on the best play category from the Tony Awards. Those plays are Richard Greenberg's The Assembled Parties, Lucky Guy from Nora Ephron, The Testament of Mary, Colm Toybin is the author on that, and Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike from Christopher Durang. Matt Winman, your thoughts?
Well, I hope Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike will win. I very much hope that it will win. It's really been my favorite play of the year. In addition to being incredibly, incredibly funny, it's a really wonderful character-specific play, obviously inspired by Chekhov, but really one of the finest works in years by Christopher Durang, which, and this might turn out to be really his first commercial success. You know, he's been at this for decades, and I guess that having a big blockbuster play has kind of eluded him. He's much more well-known, as we all know, for his less well-known one-acts, like Sister Mary Ignatius. So it's definitely a well-deserved success on his part. It's a beautiful play. Loved it when I saw it at Lincoln Center Theater. I'm very happy that it did transfer to Broadway. Well, it's not a success on the scale of, say, Lucky Guy, but it is selling reasonably well, I think. I know that they just extended it for a month. The other plays, I think that a lot of people are having a kind of Richard Greenberg nausea, which is kind of understandable. I'm not a very big fan of his. I don't think anyone would doubt that Assembled Parties is far better than his kind of dreary adaptation of Breakfast at Tiffany's, and we have his musical version of Far From Heaven coming up soon. Assembled Parties, a lot of people have agreed, is probably one of his best works in years. I was not really that taken with it, but now that I kind of think back on it, I can start to appreciate it. But I also think that the production success also has a lot to do with some of the very good performances contained within it by Jessica Hecht and that entire ensemble cast, which was pretty great under Lynn Meadows' direction. But I mean, for the most part, it's kind of a meandering play. Certainly nowhere near as compelling, I think, as Vanya and Sonia.
I personally agree with you, by the way. I'm not an Assembled Parties fan at all, but I love Vanya and Sonia, and I'm hoping that the Tonys will feel the same way. What did you think of Lucky Guy?
Lucky Guy I enjoyed a lot more than other people did. You know, it is kind of by the numbers, very heavy on narration, but it was entertaining. I had a good time at Lucky Guy. I mean, you can't help but wonder, would it have been different if its playwright hadn't lived to see the premiere? Probably in some capacity. But it was all right for what it was. It was very well staged, I think, by George C. Wolfe, and Tom Hanks gave a very good performance in the lead role. But in terms of just dramatic merits, I think Vanya and Sonia far surpasses it. And what was the final play nominated?
Nobody will remember within a week of this, but it was The Testament of Mary.
There's no way in the world that The Testament of Mary would win. But it's interesting that it did get the nomination because a lot of people have kind of thought of that as this rambling monologue, which it did feel like a lot. But, I mean, truth be told, it is a piece that reads far better than how it felt upon seeing it.
Oh.
And that might have a lot to do with the direction, which a lot of people have come down really hard on Deborah Warner, you know, for her concept of having everyone kind of walk around the stage with the vulture, that maybe, you know, if they just done it on a bare stage, it might have come off better. In fact, I bet that it would have, and we'll probably see productions very soon by not-for-profits that like the idea of just doing a solo show, and they might even come off better.
Now, can I ask, Matt Winman, of the shows that were left out of that category, would you have put any in instead, maybe The Nance or The Other Place, Dead Accounts, or Grace?
I really wanted to put The Other Place or Grace into the category. I really didn't like either play. As for The Nance, that to me is a dominant it demands over the Assembled Parties, but I can see, you know, how the Assembled Parties got its momentum.
Sure.
At the same time, I do think that the Nance does feel very heavy-handed, especially in Act 2, so I wouldn't necessarily say it's been done a huge injustice by having not been nominated.
We're finishing our chat with Matt Winman, but very quickly, I would love to know, what was your very, very favorite show that thrilled you in the 2012-2013 season? Could be on Broadway or off. What was it?
I'd have to say probably Vanya and Sonia. Probably because I came into it without the high expectations that I went into, say, Edwin Drood, which is a musical that I love, or when I went back to Matilda, because I had seen it in London, and I knew how good it was going to be. But Bonnie and Sonia, I really had no idea what I was in for. It could have just been crap. I was not a big fan of Christopher Durang's last play. I think it was like Terrorists and Why We Love Them at the Public Theater.
Mm-hmm.
He also did A Trip to Macau a few years ago, a musical I did not think that highly of. And just the fact of how well that show worked, how really gleefully over the top the performances were, there was just really a joy from beginning to end.
I agree. And it's great to be agreeing with and talking about theater with people like Matt Winman. Read his reviews, please, in AM New York. He's also got a blog at amnewyork.com. Matt Winman, thank you so much for taking part in the Tony Show.